We've been called to open blind eyes, to set the captive free, to lift high the name of Jesus and overcome the enemy, to let love overwhelm the fear and heal broken hearts, to restore what has been stolen and proclaim the rule of God. It's time to arise.
Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. As always, my prayer is, Abba, that my words, if any are contained in this message, they would fall to the ground and be unheard, but that your words would not come back void, but they would go out and accomplish those things you would have them to accomplish. In Yeshua's name I pray, amen. In this message, we're going to look at the Song of Moses, the Song of the Lamb, and the new song, all mentioned in the book of Revelation. Are these scriptures regarding these songs a clue to the destinies or identities of the peoples singing them? Stay tuned and we'll take a look. We'll start out with Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of Elohim is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of Elohim. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh Almighty, Elohim. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright, or white linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of Elohim, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of Elohim and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. So this group of people was singing the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. So we're going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 32, but we're going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 29, and we are going to read the Song of Moses first, and then we'll read the Song of the Lamb. And this is Moses speaking, For I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. So here's the Song of Moses. Listen to the Song of Moses as I read, and see if you can't hear a lot of revelation talk in the Song of Moses, a lot of judgment and tribulation. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of Yahweh. Ascribe greatness to our Elohim. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, an Elohim of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves, they are not his children, because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with Yahweh, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided their inheritance to the nations, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the place of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a wasteland, a howling wilderness. He encircled him. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So Yahweh alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride in the heights of the earth, that he might eat the produce of the fields. He made him draw honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds from the cattle and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams and the breed of Bashan and goats, with the choicest wheat. And you drank wine, the blood of grapes. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. And see if you can't see some of this in our time today, or much of this in our time today. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook Elohim, who made him, and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to Elohim, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals, that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful, and have forgotten the Elohim who fathered you. And when Yahweh saw it, he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. I shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with the poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside. There shall be terror within for the young man and the virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. I would have said, I will dash them in pieces. I will make the memory of them to cease from among men, had I not feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should misunderstand, lest they should say, our hand is high, and it is not Yahweh who has done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How could one chase 1,000 and put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them? And Yahweh had surrendered them, for their rock is not like our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges, for their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah, their grapes are the grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter, their wine is the poison of serpents again, and the cruel venom of cobras. Is this not laid up in store with me, sealed up among my treasures? Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall slip in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come will hasten upon them. For Yahweh will judge his people and have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is no one remaining bond or free. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no Elohim besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I healed. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I wet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries. He will provide, or he will make, atonement, or Kippur, for his land and his people. So the Song of Moses is all about judgment and atonement. We can see a picture of the book of Revelation in the Song of Moses. We also see several mentions of the venom or poison of serpents or vipers as part of his judgments. Have we not seen at least the very beginning of that type of judgment or trial? Then also in the Song of Moses, we see the redemption of his servants, and that he, Yahweh, is the one who makes atonement for his people, and that would be he, Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, is atonement for his people. Now, let's contrast the Song of Moses, which proclaims judgment for rebellion and for forsaking Yahweh, with what we believe may be the Song of the Lamb in 2 Samuel 22. Before we read it, why do we think this may be the Song of the Lamb? Well, there's several reasons. First of all, it is a song by King David, and the Lamb of God, Yeshua, is also called the Son of David. Then also, as you will see, it is all about Yeshua, or Yahweh's salvation, Yahweh's Shua. And lastly, and most interestingly, it is the half-Torah portion that the Jews, who of course do not yet recognize Yeshua as Messiah, they read this along with Deuteronomy chapter 32 and the Song of Moses. So every year at the time of the fall feasts, and most specifically near the Day of Atonement, the Jews have been reading the Song of Moses and this song by David about Yeshua, Yahweh's Shua, Yahweh's salvation. They have been reading these two together. The Song of Moses is the judgment of Yahweh. The Song of the Lamb is his deliverance. Both read together, just as we saw in Revelation 15. So let's read 2 Samuel chapter 22. Then David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song, on the day when Yahweh had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the Elohim of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. This word here is 3, 4, 6, 8 in the Hebrew, and that is Yeshua or Shua, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. Again, this is 3, 4, 6, 7, Shua. You save, again, Yeshua, you Shua me from violence. And this word here for violence is H2555, interestingly, is Hamas. I will call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved, Shua, from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress or tribulation, I called upon Yahweh and cried out to my Elohim. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. Sound familiar? Read the book of Revelation. The foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken. Because he was angry, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. Yahweh thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of Yahweh, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Again, revelation, revelation, revelation. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but Yahweh was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my Elohim. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore Yahweh has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyes. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh. Yahweh shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my Elohim I can leap over a wall. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is proven. Again, Yeshua is the word of Yahweh. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is Elohim except Yahweh? And who is a rock except our Elohim? Elohim is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, your Yeshua. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again until they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them, so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save. They looked, but there was no salvation, no Yeshua. Even to Yahweh, but he did not answer them. That's a scary thought. It was too late. His enemies even looked to him, but he would not save them. He would not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I trod them like dirt in the streets, and I spread them out. You have also delivered me from the strivings of my people. You have kept me as the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. The foreigners shall submit to me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. The foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. Yahweh lives. Blessed be my rock. Let Elohim be exalted, the rock of my salvation, my Yeshua. It is Elohim who avenges me and subdues the peoples under me. He delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent men, again, Hamas. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. He is the tower of salvation of Yeshua to his king, and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever.
So now, with the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb that we just read in mind, I'm going to read Revelation 15 again. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of Elohim is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of Elohim. King David would have been playing a harp for his song in 2 Samuel chapter 22 as well. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh Almighty Elohim. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested." After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright, or white linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of Elohim.
Notice that this group of people in Revelation chapter 15, which sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, are singing both songs once they appear in heaven on the sea of glass mingled with fire, perhaps the fire of tribulation and refining. And this happens just before the seven bowls of Yahweh's wrath are poured out upon the unrepentant of the earth at the end of the tribulation. The trumps of Revelation, we believe, are for the testing and purification or refining chastisement of Yahweh's people. The seven trumps of Revelation are not Yahweh's wrath or vengeance, which is saved up for the unrepentant and for his enemies at the end of the 7 years or the end of the 3.5 years great tribulation. This group of people in Revelation 15 is singing the song of Moses as a witness, I believe, against themselves. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 29, Moses tells them this song is about the evil that will befall them or us in the latter days, because they or we will do evil against Yahweh to provoke him to anger. Backing up to verse 28 of chapter 31 in Deuteronomy, Moses tells them, or us, "Gather your elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing, and call heaven and earth to witness against them." This, quote-unquote, song of Moses, which is all about Yahweh's people going astray with idols, false gods, and disobedience, leading up to and into the end or latter days before his millennial kingdom. This song of Moses is about judgment on his people and compassion on his servants, and ends in verse 43 with Yahweh's vengeance against his adversaries, avenging the blood of his servants and also making atonement or Kippur for his land and his people. Notice this same group also sings the Song of the Lamb, which we believe very well could be King David's song of deliverance and triumph, his song of Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation through trial, tribulation, and persecution by his enemies in 2 Samuel 22 that we just read. Interestingly, and probably not coincidentally, King David sings this Song of the Lamb, Song of Yeshua, Yahweh's salvation, in 2 Samuel chapter 22, right after he and his Israelite army just finished destroying the last of the Philistinian giants, following the defeat of his rebellious son Absalom, who tried to usurp David's kingship, and the restoration and reunification of David's Israelite kingdom. It's really interesting to read the events leading up to 2 Samuel chapter 22 with Revelation and the Song of the Lamb in mind. We don't have time to read all of this today, but please do that on your own. Our analysis then of those people in Revelation 15 that sing the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb are those that belong to Yahweh but perhaps have provoked him to anger with idols and false gods, heading into the last days, and who have not repented and come out of their idolatry and sin prior to the tribulation trumps. The Song of Moses is a witness against them that they should have known better and had the opportunity to repent and live for him, but perhaps chose not to. The tribulation trumps were then the last opportunity for repentance, cleansing, and perhaps a little spanking from Abba in order not to be a part of those who would receive his bowls of wrath reserved for his enemies. Then this same group are also singing the Song of the Lamb's deliverance, Yahweh's Shua, praising Yahweh for his Yeshua, for his salvation, because he had mercy on them and refined them through tribulation and removed them prior to his wrath being poured out on his enemies and the unrepentant. They overcame all of their enemies through the blood of the Lamb and are singing the song of deliverance that King David sang when Yahweh helped him and delivered him from his enemies, including his son Absalom, and the Philistinian giants, which were all likely a form of refining and trial which King David and the Israelites had to endure and overcome. But what about the new song that the 144,000 sing in Revelation? Could the song that they are taught by the Lamb also be a clue to their identity and role in the last days during the trumps of Revelation? This is obviously a different group with a different destiny and a different song, and they are called the first fruits of Yahweh. Keep in mind as we read that the first fruits are just a portion of the harvest and represent a much larger harvest to come. Please listen to part two on the new song at www.hiswordheals.com. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.
His kingdom's drawing near, this is our time to arise.